The artist Bianca Raffaella invites you to touch the four artworks, which are mounted in two pairs. The coloured painting on the top left shows the rosebush as Bianca sees it through her left eye. The coloured painting on the top right pictures the rosebush through her right eye. White versions of the same rosebush sit below the coloured ones and represent what it is like to rely on touch but no vision. To follow is an audio description of the artworks, each with an artist commentary. The recording will play in a continuous loop. These four landscape paintings are part of a series titled In the Rose Garden, made in 2022 by Bianca Raffaella. The first painting is located top left of the group. Covering the entire canvas are textures built up through soft sponged marks and relief tissue paper, depicting roses and leaves. Long rose stems are created with layered textures. Intertwining across the canvas are buds and fully opened roses. This vibrant painting is washed in a warm glow of pale pinks, yellows, and touches of greens. The second painting is located top right. Bianca has used soft whispers of pink and yellows fading out into the white of the canvas. Long rose stems are created with layered textures. Intertwining across the canvas are buds and fully opened roses. This vibrant painting is washed in a warm glow of pale pinks, yellows, and touches of green. The left side of this painting has been lit with diffused light, accentuating the tactile surface and creating gentle shadows around the floral structures. The third painting is located bottom left. This artwork has been created specifically to be touched. Intricate relief textures have been arranged to suggest the shape of different plants and flowers. Long stems trail across the painting into dense swathes of petals and flower heads. By contrast to the colourful paintings in the polyptych, this third painting is completely white. It relies on light and shadow to create textures. The fourth painting is located bottom right. This is the final work in the series, in which Bianca has covered the canvas with the intricate shapes of leaves and roses made out of layers of tissue paper. These detailed textures catch the light and shadows of the flowers. The shadows give depth to the work, which is otherwise completely white.
In the Rose Garden was created during the last summer I spent in my family home. The effect of the natural white canvases is symbolic as it describes the importance of touch for a blind person. The bleached white surfaces suggest to the fully sighted viewer what it is like to rely on touch only. The polyptych of In the Rose Garden represents both my visual perspectives and experiences of a multi-sensory natural space and demonstrates the different perceptions and layers of vision from one unique viewpoint. Imagine the sweet floral smells of summer and new life emerging in the garden. As if embroidered or cast in stone, these delicate roses burst out of the canvases, interlocking their stems into intricate sculptures. Dusted shadows and soft pale pinks and yellows depicted in the coloured interpretations of the roses. The white roses cast shadows of their own from low relief and have their own tonal values. The surface of these flowers may feel like chalk or plaster of Paris, however, they are sculpted in soft white tissue paper. Touching these canvases will allow your fingers to meander around the shapes as I saw them.